Live. You can bring us anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have there for you completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, most of them want to charge you for their website. So go and enjoy on us over at freetalklive.com. Now, Nemi, there was an issue that you really wanted to bring up last week that unfortunately we just didn't get around to. I think we had pretty heavy phone calls that particular night. And you're back. It's, of course, Wednesday evening, so Nemi is here with us. And I know that you didn't particularly want to start with that issue, but I think we're going to be able to tie it in because last night we were talking about child molestation, sex offenders. You had wanted to talk about the foster care system, which I think has plenty of child molesters and sex offenders within it operating as foster parents and or people that work for the Department of Children and Families. So I think there's a tie-in there. Where did you want to start with all that?
I think where I first would start is to thank you and Mark for discussing it in the first place, because there were some ideas that are brought up. Now, I consider myself a minarchist, so I know that one of the key points that I am concerned about is in a child abuse situation where a child, quote unquote, needs to be removed from a home, how would that be handled in a free market environment where there's no government, either police or judges or courts in order to protect a child? And Mark, you had said something that that really intrigued me. And this was the follow-up that I wanted to make, was you had made the suggestion that people band together and buy the child from the parents who were abusing it. And I think that's interesting, and I wanted to follow up with you a little bit, both of you guys, to see what would you do if someone came, if you saw a child pornographer going to buy the child instead of good people? And so that was where I kind of wanted to start with that.
Well, first off, what I believe is that there are crimes in the world. I'm willing to go out and on that limb. I think that if somebody, you know, beats someone sufficiently, I'm not talking about touching them as an assault. I'm talking about beating them or treating them, in a physical fashion that is unacceptable. That person has committed a crime, and that person owes the other person. I also think a child pornographer, for me, I think they're committing a crime. I don't think it's acceptable to take naked and sexually, well, not naked, but sexually explicit pictures with a child. And yes,
well, can we
it's
make,
arbitrary.
Right. Can we make sure we're all on the same page here? Is nude photos of children, is that child porn?
Not always.
When is it?
I think the famous quote is, I know it if I see it. Absolutely. Because, my parents have the classic two-year-old with one foot up on the edge of the tub. You know,
okay. Not child porn.
Okay. But you know if you see it. You know, it's innocent versus not innocent, and I think
13-year-old girl taking a picture of herself with her cell phone naked?
Not sexting. We can get into that later.
Is that child porn?
Is that child porn?
Is it a child?
By law, yes.
Well, that's the easy way out. My question is a girl that's taking a picture of herself with her cell phone, is she a child pornographer?
Is she a child pornographer? I don't think so.
What if she sells it? You know, I mean, these things happen. These aren't ludicrous, crazy other questions.
This is exactly why I wanted to think. Absolutely, I appreciate that. Because I came in and I was very passionate about this both last week and this week, and I came in this week and this ties in with the child molestation. I don't think I go so far as Ian as to say, you know, certainly there are some child molesters and people who in the foster care industry who wish to do harm, or who through no fault or intent of their own really don't meet the best needs of the child. I certainly have my own beef with the Child Protective Services system as it is, but I would not go so far as you have, Ian, and said, you know, that there are a lot of them.
I didn't say there were a lot. I just don't know. I don't know how many there are. I've seen enough stories to creep me out.
Yeah, understood.
Right. And it's really tough to look at the child, the sort of foster care system out there and say, well, you know, I don't know what kind of home this child is being taken from, mm-hmm. and I don't know what kind of home this child's being put in. But I do know that these people into which home they're being put are being compensated. And I think that that can be a dangerous situation. It could, you know, cause them to...
It can incentivize bad behavior.
Yeah, it absolutely,
absolutely. I agree with that. There was a fantastic piece, albeit one-sided, on NPR over the past few weeks about going into South Dakota Native American homes, taking children where it's more of a cultural difference of people from non-reservation society saying and putting their expectations and cultural mores onto this tribe and taking children, whereas you don't have to have money to have a rich life. And I believe that's the main argument of the Native Americans affected in this situation. But what the story was talking about was the financial incentivization, if that's the correct word, of foster care. And I do believe that's an issue. But that, again, doesn't get to my main question of what do you do in a situation with no government?
Okay. Well, so, first off, I don't like the term no government because I think that people need and demand government for themselves. The question is, if you had a state, a top-down hierarchical organization that demands compliance.
You mean a monopoly on violence?
A monopoly on violence. So I think that there will be governments. There'll be all kinds of governments, and people will be able to choose them for themselves. However, some people really can't be trusted to choose their own government. So what do we do with them? And I think that that's a great question. First off, I don't know how old the sort of foster care system is, but our departments like DHS and Child Protective Services and all these things, they're relatively new. They're 3, 4, 5 decades old at their longest, I think. I mean, that's my understanding of
it. So what did people do before then?
Right. The cops in certain circumstances would step in. But frankly, parents could pretty much do what they wanted with their kids. A century ago, you could do whatever you wanted to with your kid, and there was really nothing anybody would ever do about it. I'm not saying we should return to that. I'm just saying that, look, there's been a lot of bumps on this road, and they certainly haven't got a perfect or even close to it system.
Correct. I would agree with that.
And so, I mean, we're not starting with utopia, and utopia isn't an option.
Well, how do you know that back in the day people didn't rescue kids that were in danger?
Oh, sure. They did.
Okay, I'm sure they made it sound like they didn't do anything.
Well, you're saying people. We're talking about the government here, the state.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said no one did anything.
Okay. Well, okay. The state didn't do anything. Maybe I did say no one did anything. The state didn't do anything because they just didn't get involved in that kind of thing. But, you know, you had the apprentice programs a few hundred years ago where essentially people gave their children away. Wet nurses. They gave away kids until they were 2 years old to somebody to take care of and then paid them to do it. I mean, they had essentially a dog sitting service for their infants. It was insane. They didn't look at kids the way that we look at them today. And I think that really, you know, what it would boil down to is people are concerned with it. I'm concerned with this. I don't want kids treated in this fashion.
Let's come back, dig more into the question, because I don't think it's really been answered yet, is, you know, how would a child abuse situation be handled in the absence of the final monopoly? So that's the question on the table. You're welcome to throw in your ideas, because we don't have all the answers, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. 855-453. You can also bring up what you want. Let's talk to Bob, listening in Ithaca, New York. Bob, are you listening on WNYY right now?
I'm getting your show on the phone now.
Okay, yeah, because we don't start there until 9 o'clock. Go ahead, sir, with your thoughts.
Republican debates are laughable.
The Republican debates
are laughable.
Okay, what's laughable about them?
Well, there are a bunch of jokers on there, so I would imagine.
But who thinks they are reasonable is insane, in my opinion.
There are some really unreasonable things that have been said. What in particular?
I mean, though, as now I'm on disability. Does that qualify for Free State Project?
Sure.
Well, I think as long as you're willing to, if you've been to freestateproject.org and you love liberty and you understand that freedom means that the ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, as long as you agree.
I'm going to come into New Hampshire, and I was wondering if you could give me a contact, like a hostel or something to start at.
You know what? I don't know of any hostels, but I know that there are some fairly low-cost living situations where you can get together with roommates. There's Fork Manor, which is a website, forkmanor.com. But really, ultimately, you want to go to freestateproject.org and read the statement of intent, which says that you're willing to move to New Hampshire, and then once you get here, that you'll work to the maximum extent possible to achieve...
They've got a forum there at freestateproject.org also where you can talk to people and find out, go to living arrangements.
Tell you what, we'll talk a little more about it here in a moment. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got live streams available around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you. You can just go and click and enjoy via both our broadband and dial-up streams. Plus, you can learn about the great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, and our free-to-air channel. In addition to that, the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get all the details. We've been talking about the Free State Project here because Bob in Ithaca had called in, and he was asking the question, well, since he's on disability, would he qualify for the Free State Project? And Bob, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
So the statement of intent when it comes to joining the Free State Project is essentially, and I tried to pull it up here, but apparently it's not showing it to me. So you can go to freestateproject.org, but the statement of intent basically, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mark, I'm going to try to paraphrase it, is that I'll move to New Hampshire, and once there, I will be active to the maximum extent possible in my life to help achieve a government that does nothing more than protects life, liberty, and property?
Yeah, its maximum role is life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, so if you can agree with a statement like that, Bob, then, yeah, I think you would qualify.
Hey. Wholeheartedly.
All right, fantastic. Well, drop on over to freestateproject.org and click on the Join Us button over on the left hand, or the link over on the left hand side. There's a discussion forum there. You were talking about housing, cheap housing. You can go into the forum, and that might be a way to hook up with some other folks.
I don't know of any hostels.
I don't know of any hostels either. That's not to say they don't exist. I just, I've never looked into that, so I don't know for sure.
Okay, so that's the computer or nothing then.
Well, there's a phone number as well. I don't happen to have
that one.
He wants a phone number. Mark, do you happen to have that handy?
The Free State Project telephone number?
I think it's on that sheet for the Free State Project, which you might have just gotten rid of.
I'll tell you what. you write me an email at...
Which he can't because he's...
Shoot.
Yeah, we're keep listening. We'll figure it out, and we'll give it to you, later, Bob.
Hours.
What's that?
We only carry you from 9 to 10.
Okay. Do you have a piece of paper now?
Yes.
Okay. Use this number, 603-513-2228, and I will make sure that something happens. That's the office.
I am sure.
Thanks, Bob.
Guys.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. That's funny, too, because we had the old Free State Project liners in here up until last night. You just handed me a fresh one here a moment ago, and that old sheet had it on there. So at least I'm pretty sure it did. So 855-450-FREE is our number here. You can bring up anything. And, of course, the Free State Project is one of the sponsors of this program. And coming up in February, they're going to have their Liberty Forum, which is a really fun event. It's kind of a hotel conference. If all you can afford to live is whatever you can afford to live in, if it's just a hostel, you probably can't afford to go to the Liberty Forum because that costs $200 for the weekend. But
it's still pretty cheap for a convention, though.
Right. You can rent a hotel room and share it with a bunch of people. So that is a way to get the price down of the Liberty Forum. And it is a great convention, and it's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming to the same hotel, enjoying each other's company, meeting new friends, meeting neighbors, people that you're going to spend maybe some of the rest of your life with, because the Free State Project is a lifelong project. People are moving to New Hampshire from all over the world, all around the country, to work towards more freedom in our lifetime. It's happening February 23rd through the 26th. You can use our discount code, which is FTL2012, to save 10% on the already low early bird discounts. And $200 for a convention, as you say, is very affordable. And that's for the whole weekend. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm thoroughly excited for it.
Yeah, you've never been.
I haven't been.
All right, so that is going to be a good time. And so go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The discount code is FTL2012. Now, we differ on a few different things on this program. I mean, you mentioned you're a minarchist, so you're in of the mindset that there should be a monopoly on violence, but they should be very, very small. Would that about describe you?
I'm not sure that it isolates it to a monopoly of violence. I'm not sure it is entirely at this point either.
Wait, what?
She's not sure. I mean, like, you know, she's open to ideas.
Okay. But that's historically what a minarchist is one of someone who supports the government, but a very, very small government.
Agreed.
And of course, government is, as we know it today, a monopoly on violence.
The state.
And protecting life, liberty, and property. In terms of fraud, I know we talk about water rights here a lot as well. You know, if you have a neighbor who's dumping pesticide into your water supply and he's not able to make you whole, this seems to be the recurring question that I have is, how exactly do you make someone whole? Is it always possible? And if you're not able to handle it on your own, what happens then if there is no, as you guys would probably put it, no gang you can go to to protect
your interests. I'm not saying there's not a gang. The state is an organization that claims for itself the monopoly on violence. But you could see that perhaps there might be some organization that would be willing to use violence in order to protect certain individuals in whatever ways.
But that organization in a free marketplace would be completely liable for that use of the violence. So if that, or if you brought in some sort of organization that was willing to do that, and they made a mistake, and like for instance arrested the wrong guy or something like that, or went after the wrong person, then they would be fully liable. Unlike the government police, who have no liability.
In the same way that security guards are liable today.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at security companies, they're liable for their actions. If you hire a security company and your place gets robbed. Their insurance is going to cover paying you back for whatever the robbery is.
Yeah, that can be in the contract.
That can be in the contract.
Which you don't have when it comes to the government police.
The police are not going to pay you back for anything. You'll be lucky if they show up and give you a little pink piece of paper that says, yes, you've been robbed, give this to your insurance company.
Right, and I think that goes to something Ian was talking about last night, too. The police are under no obligation to protect you. So it is a one-way contract. I can definitely see that.
So let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So the question was asked, how would child abuse be handled in the absence of government, correct?
Yeah.
Well, as I understand it, voluntarists believe in universal laws as opposed to man-made laws, and those universal laws apply to everyone equally in the form of rights. In other words, in common parlance, you might say that voluntarists actually believe in quote-unquote government. It's just that they believe in a universal government, and that everyone is a part of that government, and everyone all has equal rights in that system. This includes the right to perform functions that are currently monopolized by the government, such as taking children out of abusive situations because that abuser is violating the rights of the child. However, this assumes a sort of pure anarchic situation where people have not formed new institutions to replace the functions currently monopolized by the government. As I've mentioned in a previous call, when Stephanie and Derek and someone else were hosting, the theoretical justification for the kind of government we know today is that way back when, all the people in the geographical area formed a body called the government and then pledged their land to it, in a sense, to give that government the right to sort of make the rules on the land. We know that this is a ludicrous idea that this ever actually happened, but what if something like that were to actually happen in exactly that manner in a libertarian society? Then such services as child protection services could in fact be provided, and in much the same manner as today, but with greater accountability and market forces improving the effectiveness of
it. I don't see why it needs to be tied to land either. If you've got... If somebody's rights are being violated on the high seas, I think that that a good person has the right to step in there too. Monopoly privilege on violence.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging that will change the way, could change the way, the monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private, free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money, and it's not the liability of any bank or issued by any government or tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there's much to learn. A good starting place is weusecoins.com. Again, it's weusecoins.com.
Once again, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We've been talking about child abuse, and Nemi's question at the very beginning of the show was, how would such a situation, which is a horrible situation, be handled in the absence of the violent monopoly? And, of course, as was pointed out, the way the violent monopoly handles things is not always the best for the child. Sometimes they take a child away from parents that weren't abusing it, and put it in the hands of foster parents who will abuse it, or the government agents themselves will do the abusing. There's always that. We were, in fact, just talking about a police officer and judge last night who was convicted of child molestation over a period of several years. So just because they work for the government doesn't mean that they're angels. And then there's also the situation where they could actually remove a child from a dangerous home, but you never know where they're going to end up. And, of course, we know that if they don't end up in a foster home or whatever, they may end up just in a situation where they're being taken care of by the state, you know, for the rest of their lives, and that's certainly not a good thing either. So our current situation is not ideal. So how could things be better in the absence of the violent monopoly? That's really the
and how
question.
And how do you get there from here?
Oh boy, well that's a whole other ball of wax. But I think in the absence of the violent monopoly, you have a situation where people have to get creative, and they'll have to, you know, the marketplace will have to come up with innovative ways. And I think one of Mark's ideas was pretty good, and that is essentially offer to buy the child from a family that's abusive. That's one way to do it. And then, of course, make sure that they also get fixed so they can't have other kids at that point.
That's that's another thing is, you know, people may be concerned in a free market world. I don't think you could do this now, but they may be concerned in a free market world where, you know, all the overpopulation's happening. We need to do something about it. Or this person is a bad child, care provider and needs to never have them again or whatever. And they could offer a person a tubal ligation or a vasectomy for, you know, some amount of money. So, I mean, there's some amount of money that will motivate just about everybody to do that particular act. And the question is, can the marketplace provide, that, and will that work? I don't know.
So I think that's one way to do it, but maybe it wouldn't work out that way. Maybe the marketplace would do different things. And so I'd like to hear from other people as to what they think would happen at 855-450-FREE. I've always suggested that, if the government gang isn't around to do, the monopoly gang isn't around to do your dirty work, which is essentially what we're talking about here. We're talking about kidnapping children from parents who presumably would want to be rescued. I mean, that's really the ultimate question is, does the child want to leave his parents, or have they abused him so much to the point where he or she would not want to leave those parents? But ultimately, I think that you could have an organization of people that goes around and rescues children, and they're willing to do it with the full liability of their actions being possibly to, you know, that they might face some sort of a lawsuit from the parents that want their kids back. Hey, you know, you took my kid from me.
Right.
I don't appreciate that.
I think I notice you use the word rescue when you're talking about not the government, and kidnap when you're talking about the government. And I'm not sure I really see much of a difference. And I'm not sure that either word is always necessarily correct. But I think, as a parent, Mark, I know you're a parent. How would you feel if someone outside your home thought you were abusing your child and came in and just took it?
This is the paradigm, right? This is the way it goes, is, you know, what does abuse mean? And somebody out there believes that I am abusing my child. Okay, somebody out there believes that. They, you know, whatever the aspect is of the child care.
You don't have cookies. That's abuse.
He doesn't get much candy.
Somebody, no morning cartoons.
He gets to watch a certain amount of television, but usually I like my television to have a particular purpose, you know, some kind of learning program. He doesn't get so much of the mind-numbing drivel.
Only Daddy gets to watch
that. That's right. Daddy watches mind-numbing drivel and talks to a crazy man for a living. Maybe it's because we make him take a nap or whatever. Whatever the reason is, somebody thinks it's abuse. And it's a paradigm. It absolutely is a paradigm. And I think that what you'd be dealing with is the same situation you're dealing with today, is a person who is going to be an arbitrator would have to make a decision as to whether or not, say, punishing your child with a hot branding iron is abuse or not. Because somebody doesn't believe that it is. Somebody believes that it is. Somebody out there believes that it is in the best interest of the child to use a bullwhip and a branding iron to teach them certain lessons about life. I don't think those are good implements of it, of education and rearing of children. I think that they probably should be left for very little. These are the situations. So if somebody comes in and in that situation, what's it going to be like? Well, I guess you're going to have to go to the arbitrator, and the arbitrator's going to have to figure it out, because likely they'll be pointing guns at people. I assume if they come into my house, try to take my child, it'd probably be in their best interest to be holding everybody at gunpoint. This better be a home invasion, and it better be well executed.
Right, exactly. And where?
But they'll probably do it now. The people who do it wear badges, and they have no culpability for their actions. Whereas, and when you go in front of the judge, they have no culpability, and if it gets found that you're not abusing your child, you get your child back, but nobody else gets any kind of finger slapped. In this other world, perhaps somebody would do that, and then they would be less likely to do it the next time, because, whoa, apparently an arbitrator, some arbitrators out there don't think that my take on child education and nap time is a relevant one.
So let me ask you this: with the existing system that we have now with CPS, if there were more transparency and accountability, would you be okay with the system as it is?
I think that the system. I think that the first step down the road is that the government agents lose this thing called qualified immunity. They need to be responsible for their actions every time, just like I am. And so if a government agent makes a mistake and there's some terrible result, then they're less likely to make that mistake in the future. So, you know, that's the first step down that line, as far as I'm concerned. The idea that you can have these agents doing whatever they want to do, stealing people's children. And in a lot of cases, that's what happens. I'm not saying every case by any stretch, or I don't even know if it's most cases. I don't work in the CPS industry, but I do know that when you have people that are not responsible for their actions, that you're going to get pretty bad results.
Well, I have someone in the chat room asking, how can a government agency be responsible for its actions? I think the answer to that question is transparency, sunshine. And I say this because there was a case, I believe it was about a year ago, I believe both of you are familiar with it, it was here in New Hampshire, and the parents were very vocal about the state taking their child under false pretenses. It was mm-hmm. the Baby Cheyenne case. And the parents have since been slapped with a gag order. Now, I think parents should never be slapped with a gag order. Right. I would love to know what happened in that case and who screwed up. But it's, again, I think, as you're saying, Mark, government is coming in under this cloak of yep. Infallibility right. and no accountability. And I think we as people, I don't think a child's privacy necessarily transcends that.
You know, when you're talking about this gag order situation, imagine for a second that you're a parent, your child's been taken away. You know, whatever the circumstances are, the government offers the child back as long as you sign this piece of paper that says that you won't talk about the incident. I'll sign anything. Give me anything. I'll sign it if you'll give me my child back. And it's just another step down the road that goes to show how these bureaucrats are not responsible for their actions.
And they've never been transparent in any way, shape, or form, and right. they're not interested. In being transparent.
Right. I don't really trust the government to start being transparent. And didn't they have in the early 20th century, didn't they have private organizations that essentially did these things that the government did, Nimmy?
Yes, they did.
So, I mean, these things have functioned. I'm not saying they function particularly well, but I guess, you know, I've got some more things to say about this. It's a very interesting topic.
Your thoughts are welcome as well at 855-453. How would it work to save children from bad parents outside of the monopoly on violence?
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsniffs.com.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange fruit punch and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract,
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Or if you've got an idea about how the situation with child abuse might be dealt with in the absence of having a violent monopoly government around to deal with that situation, we'd love to hear your input at 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And, of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There you can enter Amazon. You'll find all manner of stuff over at Amazon. They have, well, almost everything that you're looking for. And when you enter through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you smoke cigarettes, listen to what I've got to say here for a moment. There are other options for getting your nicotine fix. You don't have to change your life. You can just change your cigarette. Go from a cigarette to an e-cigarette, and it'll deliver nicotine to you in the form of vapor. You know, you use some food chemicals and some nicotine, mix it all together, and they've got this device, and it'll vaporize it for you, and you can smoke it just about anywhere. And the price is surprisingly, competitive. I think it's cheaper, from what I could tell. For $69, you'll get 40 cartomizers. A cartomizer will last you perhaps a day. And you can get a free starter kit. One of the best starter kits, one of the best e-cigarettes in the world is the Vaporsmith's e-cigarette. And you can get it for free by buying 40 cartomizers for, I think it's $69.99. And you'll get free shipping. All this from Vaporsmiths.com. You won't have any more lingering tobacco smell around you. You'll be able to smoke indoors, or vaporize indoors, I should say. And you'll save money. It's a really great option, and you should at least try it. Most people who smoke find themselves switching more and more to the e-cigarette because it's just much more convenient. Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vapor is spelled V-A-P-O-R. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
We've been talking about child abuse and how things might be handled with abusive parents in the absence of the violent monopoly that we know of as the people calling themselves government. And I had suggested that, well, there's no way for us to really know exactly how it would pan out because the marketplace comes up with innovations. And, you know, people that are in that world, in that the business of rescuing children, they would come up with things that we likely can't even envision here on this program, and creative ways to help and to, you know, make that situation as good as it can possibly get. And I had suggested, Mark, you suggested maybe they could buy off the parents, buy the kids from the parents. I suggested that perhaps, you know, folks would just take matters into their own hands and offer children the chance to escape from a dangerous situation.
Right, and that's another aspect is you probably don't have to do this violent home invasion to get a child if you're talking about a child that's above sort of age of going to school. They do spend some time away from the parents, and if they have an opportunity where they have a chance to, you know, life could be different here. You're in the area of the guy with candy in a panel van too. I mean, he's offering an escape at the same time. It's just not as good of a one. And I think that we need to continue to remind people that just because we're not talking about an organization called the state doesn't mean that we wouldn't be talking about things like crimes. I think there are still crimes, and I think there would still be punishments for crimes, and I think that people would, I think that the punishments in a lot of cases would be a lot better.
What about ostracism as well? I mean, what other, obviously today we live in the information age, where it's fairly easy to have, your record of whatever it is you've done in your life kind of follow you around to some extent. People in the marketplace have interest in knowing who you are in some cases when they're doing business with you. So what sort of neat innovations might there be in the world of ostracism, where if parents are shown to have been abusive and scummy, that they are outed and that there's, you know, like a, you know, database of scummy parents out there, and you know, before you rent a house, you get checked through this database, and no, you're a child abuser, so I'm not interested in doing that. Or okay, well, you were a child abuser, but then you went through a program, and now now you're better, so I'll rent to you. I'm just kind of throwing something out there as far as how ostracism might be a factor in that. If people knew that they were going to be ostracized, maybe they would be more likely to be a little more cautious with how they treat their kids. But on the other hand, maybe in some areas child abuse would be completely acceptable. Maybe a bunch of abusers would move together. Then you've got a real situation on your hands, right? I mean, because if you've got a community full of child abusers, then who's going to rescue them?
Right, exactly.
Well, we actually have that today. They're called FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Are you familiar with these people at all?
I am.
So you know that they have these kind of compounds, for lack of a better term,
absolutely,
that are away from, in a lot of cases, away from the rest of
isolated,
society. Very isolated. It's hard to get in and out of these places, and they're far away, so the kids have a difficult time escaping, mm-hmm, for instance. These people have been, most people would say, abusing their kids for decades. And, you know, it's a multi-generational problem where you essentially have a bunch of different people living together in this religious overtones of abuse, where it's told to the kids that, well, this is God's plan. You know, you're 12 years old now, little Jenny, and you're going to get married off to Joe, this 60-year-old man, and you're going to do whatever he tells you to. And if your little boy if you have a son, then they kind of excommunicate a lot of those guys, and they focus only on the females. It's a really creepy situation. And in one instance down in Texas, it was a few years ago, they actually raided one of their compounds.
It was like 250 people they took out, right?
I believe it was on the order of 450.
It was
there were a lot of people. I remember reading and following that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they ended up having to give them all back. And they're going to keep doing their weird stuff because, well, they should have a right to have their weirdo beliefs. And as disturbing as I might find it, I need to respect that, and I need to not make it any of my business. But if somebody does want to make it their business to help rescue those kids, then they should be able to. And there are people who have escaped the FLDS cult, and they have dedicated their lives, because they know what it's like in there,
to helping others get out.
To help other kids get out.
Right.
So that exists right now. Private people helping people in those situations to escape them. That happens today. So I think that's something similar to the kids getting, you know, helping kids escape from FLDS could also happen with other abused kids. That's my answer.
Interesting point.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Josh is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, the Anemi and Mark.
Man, you guys are always yanking my chain on this show. I love being calling in so often, and I kind of hate it because I feel like I'm monopolizing.
No, you're here. What's on your mind tonight?
I tell you, this you've raised vital questions here, and you could go global. You could say, what about female circumcision in the Muslim world, where they just gouge everything out with a rock?
Right. How far do you take it?
This is a really great a point, Joshua, is that people in the United States seem to think it's a good idea to get involved in folks' business inside the little circle of land. I know it's not a circle. Inside the area of land called the United States. But for some reason, they leave alone people that are just across the border or around the world or something like that. For God's sakes, there are kids being abused around the world. We must save them.
Well,
I don't consider it a laughing matter. I mean, I think that that's a really serious thing. But on the other hand,
but you wouldn't invade a country over it,
right? And I'm not willing to invade the FLDS either. Like, to me, that's none of my
business. To me, the FLDS is essentially its own nation, in the same way that many Native American peoples that live inside the United States and get married at much younger ages than folks, that I do.
And actually, much like Ian was saying with the FLDS, there are actually women and activists who go over to help women escape female circumcision.
Good point.
Thank goodness.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly with that. But it's very similar. And I was thinking too, Ian, while you were talking about the FLDS specifically, is how does that relate necessarily to the situation with the Native Americans? How much of it is acceptable, a quote unquote acceptable culture, that it's different because it's
right.
a religious sect? I don't know the answer to it. I'm like you, I don't have the means to go raid it or the passion to go raid it. The interest to go rate it, but I do think it's important for the kids to have an option to get out if they don't want to be there.
I think you're right about that.
Joshua?
Well, I see it as two separate worlds of questions. One is the kids and one is the adults at whatever line, wherever you draw that line, 14, 18 years old, whatever it is. With kids, you've got a much bigger problem in figuring out what's actually going on before you can stage a raid or offer to buy the kid or whatever. So with kids, the answer that we've come up with in my organization is we form a cooperative agreement with all the people in the organization, and we have the right to look at, each other's kids and say, this kid looks awfully skinny. Are you feeding him? And the parents have to answer. Okay.
What organization is this?
Well, Joshua is actually going to be trotting out here relatively soon on Free Talk Live advertisements for the Erickson Council, and that's what Joshua was talking about.
I guess we'll find out more about
that. It's a teaser on that.
All right, it sounds interesting. And if people are consenting to having other people investigate their child-rearing habits, that makes sense to me. Thanks, Josh, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453.
Joshua.
It's a Josh. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.